Oh. So if the answer is no, can I change? Welcome back, 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone. The time is 8:19. Good to have you here. Joining us in the house, always one of our favorite parts of every Monday morning, Coach Dave McGinnis is brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. But Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered. Coach Mack, what's going on?
Yeah, good. I like sitting this close to you since I broke since I broke that microphone off in there or whatever.
Yeah, why do I get penalized because you broke the microphone?
Is that a penalty that you said?
That is a penalty.
Yeah, that's it. No, it's a red card. It's a red card.
It's a red card. I promise you, I'm not going
to go football here.
I'm not going to take a sip out of your Mountain Dew.
It's all good. It's all good. I'll pour you some if you want some. Yeah, I broke something in here the other day, so I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying you broke it either.
No, I did break it. Yeah. I'll admit I broke it. Somebody's gonna have to get an engineer.
Yeah, they can just get some tweezers and pull
tweezers.
That out.
Tweezers. There you go. Be sure the electricity's off for you. Stick tweezers in there.
Yeah, that's what happened to me the other morning. I was going to turn down one of the headphones in here, and when I touched the metal knob, the thing shocked me, and then it started smelling like that burnt electrical smell. I was like, man, I might have to get a fire.
And I came in here, and it was like, 5:40, and he had his hair standing up on top of his head.
It was not good.
I'm just glad I'm safe right now.
Right.
Good.
Yeah. Well, you saw it firsthand the Derrick Henry night on Thursday night. It was spectacular, wasn't it? You've seen a lot of ball
Derrick
games.
Derrick Henry day or night, as you said.
Yes. I mean, to me, first of all, the fact that the Titans were – able to run the football and stayed with running the football. And look, I mean, I had said it on this show. We talked all three of us on air and then off air about how well that Jacksonville defense had played the week before against Indianapolis. I mean, had completely destroyed Indianapolis on all fronts. You know, their defensive line destroyed them. You know, the linebackers were really good. The secondary shut down Indy's throwing game. I mean, and then to see what the Titans did to them, that is a really talented defense. Now, your talent and how you play have to match up before you're ever going to do anything in this league. But front to back, that's a very, very talented defense. And I really thought the Titans' offense came out with a purpose. They stayed with it, and they were consistent throughout.
If you're Jacksonville and you're watching the tape of that play, the 99-yarder, where do you start in terms of trying to figure out what they should have done right there? Because it was a fantastic run, but from the other perspective, it's like somebody's got to make a tackle right there.
Or push them out of bounds.
Yeah, push them out of bounds. Do something.
You know what? If you got a grade sheet and you're sitting there and there were linebackers and secondary involved, minus effort. Minus
Jacobs gets two minuses because he got took two straight arms.
Two minuses, missed tackle, minus what? What are we doing here?
See, that was the real coach right there. That's what the what. Meeting room, boy.
Except I wouldn't have said what the second what. So that to me, look. The thing that I like, guys, and you guys, the way the crowd reacted and the team reacted when that happens, anytime you've got a running back that can take over a game, I was so fortunate that when I first came into this league, I was on a football team with Walter Payton, and we had a great defense. But I'm telling you, that team got juice, and that team got energy, and that team got electricity on game day watching Walter run.
Man, just running through people,
and just an incredible, incredible effort and will and those types of things. That means a lot. It meant a lot. It meant a lot Thursday night. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
Yeah, he made me go buy the kangaroo shoes, man. I thought I could jump higher, too.
With the ruse on?
Yeah, the ruse, man.
The one thing about the ruse were, you remember how soft they were and stuff?
Yeah.
They lasted about two quarters. and then you just run out of them. You'd blow right out of them.
Yeah, but you had a little pocket on the side.
Oh, man, dang, man.
There you go.
Give my childhood dream there, man. My kangaroos. Oh, well, Coach Mack, man, it was a great day by Henry. I wanted him to make that Henry night. But we had some other contributors, and naturally, I thought Evans, who had been playing the last two or three games pretty well, really showed up on that big fourth down play. What have you seen about him, I guess, on these last couple of plays? Not just this game, even this game, too. It seems like he's coming to his own, man. How are they going to keep him on the sideline, too? Because, man, I know the other guys are playing well. Well, man, this guy –
He's old school now. He could have played back in the day with me probably because he's running through blocks and then making plays.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I was excited when they, you know, traded up to get him. I mean, I really was because you watch him play at Alabama. Here's what he is. He's a big smooth athlete that's a hammer. I mean, he's thick when he hits you and he can trigger. And look, we were talking about this, all three of us, you know, we talked clear back during training camp. When you get injured as a rookie player, especially as a first round player, and you can't come into this league and start to learn your craft in this league, there's a difference between this league and anywhere else you come from to come in here to play. And when he
even missed, at Alabama,
yes, even at Alabama, which is at the apex of anything, mm-hmm. when you miss all of that time, and he not only missed all of the structural time learning the defense, he missed all of the technique time. And he missed all of that time learning how to read things, and it's always eyes before feet on defense, and especially on those types of positions at second and third level. If you don't know what you're seeing, you have no idea where to go. And those types of things were extremely important to him. And you could see as he started to come on, and plus with the added pressure of being a first-round pick. And the added pressure becomes from the scrutiny that everybody, you know, unrealistically thinks that you're going to be an immediate success mm-hmm. as soon as you step on an NFL team. That doesn't happen. You're dealing with the elite of the elite in this league, and no matter where you came from, no matter what type of ability you have to learn the league, and you have to learn how this works. And he missed all that time. Mm-hmm. Now you're seeing, and I give Tyrone McKenzie, you know, a lot of credit, his linebacker coach, and also Rashawn, because I'm in that building, and I know how much extra time they spent. I mean, you could walk by that office any time of the day when they had extra time, they were in there. Mm. They were in there, and this guy's a grinder. He works at it, and I give both of them tremendous credit. And then now you can see him start to trigger. You know, I coached linebackers for 30-plus years in this league, and when you knew when a guy really got it, when he started to trigger and he started to get ahead of blocks or he started to be able to find plays before they started to develop, that's what he's doing now. And plus, as you said, I mean, this is a physical dude. When he lays pads on you, you've got some hurt coming.
Well, you're talking about grinder. I know they played Thursday, but you're such a grinder yourself. What did you do with yourself this weekend? Well, were you grinding watching film?
Yes. The first thing I did was when I got home after that night game, I had to rewatch the game because I couldn't sleep.
Oh, my. You know,
because it was
so
just
wound up.
Well, and I just really wanted to see if, you know, of course, you know, I love doing the games with Mike Keith and I love seeing it and looking at it. But then I like to get it and go back and dissect it to see if truly some of the things, you know, some of the things going on in the game within the game. And what I really was wanting to watch, I wanted to watch the offensive line. I wanted to see how they were doing what they were doing to this defense. And what they were doing is they were identifying alignments, and then they were getting hats on hats so well, and they were staying with it. And, you know, and the run game is not so much about, as you well know, it's not so much about just knocking people way off the ball, mm-hmm. but it's about getting an initial surge and then maintaining contact so that the back or whoever is carrying the football can get past that initial phase. Increase. And that's what they were doing. And I really like seeing that.
And more with Coach Dave McGinnis in just a moment. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans here on 104.5 The Zone. This is the Wake Up Zone. Mark's going to tell us first about USS.
Yeah, talking about getting hats on hats. United Structural Systems, getting it done. They specialize in foundation repair, concrete leveling. Been in business since 1994. More than 10,000 satisfied residential customers. And they got the questions. Are your bricks cracking, walls bowing, drywall separating, chimneys tilting or leaning while your house might be trying to tell you something? And this comes from extreme moisture and drought conditions, poor drainage, plumbing leaks. And foundation repair services, they'll come in and give you sinkhole remediation or repair, basement wall realignment, crawl space floor supports, and crawl space encapsulation. And with United Structural Systems, you get quality, reputation, expertise, and integrity, free estimates, and you don't pay until the job is done. Call them at 615-227-2275 or online at usstn.com. United Structural System.
So. 94.5 The Zone, 833. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone. He's always smooth. Coach Dave McGinnis brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. You need great health care coverage at an affordable price. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. They've got you covered.
With Coach Dave McGinnis, of course, radio analyst for the Titans. Coach Mac, I really thought that the Titans' first possession, the screen game especially with Deion Lewis, helped set up Derrick Henry's great night. I just thought that, you know, by doing that, I thought it neutralized the pass rush. And, you know, to me, it got the offensive line off to a good start.
Mark, you're so spot on. And that's exactly what they needed to do. And you talk about being able to do, I mean, all of these things complement each other within this offense. But it was so important, especially against a team that runs a 4-3 front. And let me just say why. They run a 4-3 front, and most of the time you got a 9 and a 3, a shade and a 5. And when you have that, what they're trying to do, the 9 and the 5 are the outside guys that set the edge on most anything. And so the two guys they have inside are able to squeeze their anchor points and then let your linebackers fill. And they got backers that can run. They really do. But once you get your screen game going and you start to widen their anchor points a little bit, and plus you make those linebackers more cognizant of width rather than downhill stuff, then that helps you. I mean, it really does, because, you know, once the linebackers start worrying about, now I've got to go out here and defend this width game because all of a sudden they're hurting us on the perimeter, then you can start running your downhill game. And then what happened, and you're so right, because they started worrying about the width, they hit him a little bit downhill, and then you saw what happened, and especially what happened on that 99-yard run. They squeezed those anchor points down. Now, they were on the -1 yard line, and most people, Blaine will tell you, a lot of defensive calls down there, if you're trying to force a safety or you're trying to keep field position, you'll squeeze your anchor points mm-hmm. inside. They squeezed him inside because once he bounced outside, there was one corner that he had to mess with, you know, to begin with, and everybody else was chasing inside out from inside leverage. But it all goes together, and your point about the screen game is so spot on, but that's what has to happen with this offense, because if you have the screen game going, then you're able to run the ball. If you're able to run that outside-inside zone, then you're able to play action the ball. If you're able to play action the ball, then your bootleg and all your transcontinentals come into being, and so now, whichever order you work to get them there, as long as they all fit together. But you're 100% right, and that's what happened early with the screen game.
Give me a little perspective here. You know, compared to when you know you were coaching, especially your early years, it seems like coaches are going for it a lot more on 4th and 1. I don't know what it is. I just remember or just believe that the NFL that I grew up with, Doug Marrone would have kicked a field goal when it was 7-2. And because I just think that, you know, you got to go through the whole risk reward deal. And if it fails, I mean, it's a huge fail. You kick a field goal, you're down by 2 and you're kicking off. And I just wonder, you know, about that call. But is that just the prevailing mentality now?
You know what? I think you're right. And you see it. And here's why you see it, because you see, you know, some of these people that come into the league that have gone for it and are successful, and it all stems from, guys, look, this is a copycat league, and it always has been. And you know what happened when Peterson started doing that at Philly and won the Super Bowl, you know, with that type mm-hmm. of mentality, that type of thing. And then you've got all your analytics now, which, you know, mm-hmm. the numbers, you know, do kind of say, but if, to your point, Mark, at that point, I mean, 7-5, you know, in a game.
And what was going to be a low-scoring game.
It was going to be a low-scoring game, it looked like. I mean, I'm kind of with you. Now, it's like anything else. Once you make a decision as a head coach in this league or as a play caller and you put it out there and you make a decision and you call a play or you make an administrative decision like that and it doesn't work, well, then guess what you're open to. Guess who you're open to second-guessing you. Everybody. And so that's just the way it is.
And it's the old line. You can't win a game like that in the first quarter, but you can lose it. And you saw what happened in the Houston Monday night game with Lamar Miller's 97-yard run after the fail on 4th down. And yeah, hindsight's 20/20, but I just think early in the game, don't lose it.
Yeah, and look, there's never, and the other thing that's important, and coaches say this all the time, and you know, and when you sit in a meeting room, Lane, as a player, I'm sure, you know, during your career you get tired of hearing, they say, look, every play is important, because you're starting to look at it and you say, coach, there's 60 or 70 plays in the game. Maybe this play is not. Everything is like a chain in the National Football League game. Every play influences another one somewhere down the line. And so that's why attention to detail and attention to execution is so critical on every play in a National Football League game.
Man, well said, man, guys. Man, I'm interested in why that's happened. Just because it happened in the Super Bowl, but why is that becoming a trend? I don't know if analytics is more involved in that or not, because, man, I mean our own coach Vrabel is doing the same thing.
Well, I get it, Blaine, and you've actually said it before. There's so much scoring in this league, and if you're involved in a high scoring game, I can understand with the go for broke mentality on fourth and one, because you need sevens.
But you don't know that early in the game, though.
No,
you don't
know that. You kind of figured though that this was going to be a low scoring game,
right? That's what I'm assuming. That's why you go for the field goal.
Yeah,
no question about it. Now talking about that, because it then can affect the playoff race, or one game, as we all know, can affect everything. So down the road, so how much do coaches watch the playoff race once you know you're in it? Now, you're not watching the games, but are you watching what happens to the other teams, you know, that's affecting what happens with you guys as you are focusing on the game you're playing?
You know, and all the years that I coached in this league, I've been involved in both ends of it. I mean, I've been involved, you know, with teams that had a playoff place, you know, sewn up with the 12th or 13th week. I've also been where you're trying to figure out, you know, who has to lose, who has to win, you know, if you're fighting for extra spots. But when you're in that position, really what you do, Blaine, you're aware of it, but you focus on, because most of the time when you're in that situation, you have to win your game. You have to win your game, and you really have got to focus everything on that, because, and you know as well as I do, and we all do, you start worrying about somebody else doing something for you in the National Football League. You know, nobody is going to do anything for you. And so you really got to concentrate on what you're doing. But I'm not going to be naive enough, nor, you know, insult anybody's intelligence, you know, sitting here in this studio or our listeners, to say that you're not aware of the situation.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Well, how about this? We're aware that now we've had some injuries, and specifically the tight end position. You know, with Ferkser now, probably, I don't know if he may be the starter or not, but you go from being a practice squad guy to now you're going to be the guy with Janu and Delaney being out. So that's kind of interesting to see how those dominoes have fallen.
Yeah, and injuries are the one factor in the National Football League that affect everybody, because you know, here's the percentage of people that are going to get hurt playing in the National Football League, 100%. You just hope that your hurts aren't as – you just hope your hurts aren't as bad as that will keep you out from playing, you know, for an extended period of time. And then what happens is, when that does happen, you know, you've got to move on. And that sounds harsh, but that's the life in the National Football League. It made me sick, you know, when Janu got hurt, just because I'm so happy for Janu, and I know the team was too, and the organization, the way that he's responded and has improved all year, and he's really been coming on. But again, I'm impressed with what Ferkser's done. You know, here's what Ferkser's done. All he's done is work. You know, you come in here, you know, from the Ivy League, you know, to the National Football League, and you earn a spot, and you just keep working and working and working. But when he's gotten a chance in a real ball game, he's produced. He has made some great catches.
I love his route running.
You know, that's exactly right. I like the way he runs routes. I like what he does. And so, look, the National Football League, I mean, all the years I've been involved in it, I can go through names of guys that you never would have thought you would be counting on. Mm-hmm. But when they get the opportunity and they do it, that's the beauty of this league. Look, it really doesn't matter. It's nameless, rankless. When that game starts, you just got to perform.
Coach Dan McGinnis. Great stuff, man.
Are we done?
We're done,
man. Yeah, man.
I'm going to try to leave before I tear anything else up in this studio.
It's all good. We'll have a fix.
Guys, it's always great being with you to start the week off. It's a great way to start the week. Thanks for us, too.
Coach, man.
Thanks, see you.
Coach Dave McGinnis, brought to you by Farm Bureau Health Plans. Let Farm Bureau Health Plans coach you through it. If you need great health care coverage at an affordable price, they've got you covered. Let's talk for a moment. And by the way, coming up next, we'll get to the phones. I know we got a couple of you waiting. 615-737-1045. We've been examining the Titans playoff situation. Also, huge win for Tennessee as they beat number one yesterday out in Phoenix. More Wake Up Zone coming up. Let's talk for a second about O'Reilly Auto Parts. Got everything you need over at your nearest O'Reilly location, including when the weather gets cold, your vehicle needs a little extra attention. O'Reilly has everything you need to keep your car toasty and warm, choosing the right antifreeze for your engine, replacing that windshield wiper blades, and keep your car and truck in great shape for the cold weather ahead. We've already had some of it, but make sure you're ready to go all winter long at O'Reilly. The holiday gift guide includes a great savings on peak antifreeze, $8.99 per gallon. Also, Lucas injector cleaner, only $3.99. If you need new wiper blades, Bosch Icon blades, save $8 per pair, and Castrol's on sale this month. $26.99 for conventional or high mileage. You get 5 quarts, and you get the MicroGuard filter to go with it. So great savings, good through Christmas Day through December 25th. The holiday gift guide right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Head over to your nearest O'Reilly store. Find everything you need, whether it's cold weather or oil change, anything else. They have it at O'Reilly. Better parts, better prices.